West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19-related illness in Tanner Health Systems hospitals during the last week at about 62% what it was the week prior, while the number of patients dying in hospital with the disease declined slightly, according to the hospital's latest report. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID is now at 25 compared to 40 last week. None of those 25 are fully vaccinated. Tanner added 11 patients to the list of those who died from COVID-related issues in their hospitals last week. The total number is 221 since February of this year. 24 of those that passed were believed to have been fully vaccinated. Occupancy rates for patients seeking any treatment continues to be high and rising at Tanner Carrollton and Tanner Villarica. Tanner Villarica's occupancy rate rising from 165% to 175%. Tanner Carrollton's rate rising from 132% to 136%. Carrollton police asking for help in locating a local woman they say last made contact with friends or family via text on Tuesday, October 12th, and has not been heard from or seen since. 25-year-old Brooklyn Hollingshed is described as a black female, approximately 5 foot tall, weighing 140 pounds. She has tattoos on both arms. We have shared a picture of Hollingshed to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact Detective Brandon Sheffield at the CPD. About halfway through the three-week early voting period ahead of November 2nd municipal elections in Carroll County, and only 167 registered voters have so far cast early ballots. Of course, not every precinct in Carroll County does have a race or a referendum question. Only 9 of the 28 precincts have matters on the ballot. Of the 167 ballots cast, 137 of those were in Carrollton, where the only contested race is for the Ward 2 City Council seat, the choices being incumbent Brett Ledbetter and challenger Brent Harris. Only 14 Villarica residents in Carroll County have voted so far. Villarica voters will decide whether or not liquor stores could be permitted within city limits. The University of West Georgia's First Lady on Tuesday promoting a new children's book telling the origin story of UWG's mascot, Wolfie. Dr. Tressa Kelly, who inspired the book's conception and spearheaded the project, says she hopes young readers enjoy the story of Wolfie's growth from a timid pup to the enthusiastic, charismatic UWG mascot he is today. And she hopes it inspires them to dream about what college they will one day attend and how that decision will impact the rest of their lives.
Brendan and I have 3 children, and so our house was filled with superhero action figures, superhero movies, everything was superhero. Well, we always say the best part of a superhero story is their story of origin. Here we have this magnanimous Wolfie mascot who is so outgoing and so beloved in the community, but we don't know his origin story. And so we thought it was a good time that we go back and tell the origin story of Wolfie.
Wolfie Finds His Howl was made available this week as part of Homecoming Week festivities, and Kelly says that 100% of the book's proceeds will support student scholarships at UWG.
Wolfie, who is extremely outgoing, actually started out as a very young, shy, timid pup, and he wasn't able to find his voice. And in fact, oftentimes, you know, he was called upon and his voice was just too quiet to be heard. And so they go to a field trip, they go to UWG to explore the campus, and inadvertently he gets separated from his classmates. He encounters UWG students who help him not only find his classmates, but show him aspects of the university that empower him to find his own voice.
And you can order Wolfie Finds His Howl through the UWG bookstore, and a book release event will coincide with Homecoming and UWG Alumni Association's tailgating event on Saturday from 2 o'clock until 6. The Rafa Clinic of West Georgia planning to use more than $22,000 in grant money recently awarded to support their upcoming preventative dental care program by securing a salary for a new part-time dental hygienist, along with acquiring updated dental equipment for improving dental services. The local nonprofit faith-based charity provides health care services for financially struggling patients in Carroll, Harrelson, Douglas, Hurd, and Paulding counties. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.